Some unions are reaching beyond traditional occupations and constituents to attract new members. But on this Labor Day, commentator Clarence Page can't help but notice that organized labor isn't the force it used to be.
Big labor doesn't look so big anymore. The recent AFL-CIO convention saw a third of the membership walk away, with the Teamsters, the Service Employees International Union, and other dissident unions. They call themselves the Change to Win Coalition. Their gripe? They want to see the AFL-CIO spend less money on politics and more money on organizing and attracting new members. Small wonder. Back in my southern Ohio steel town in the 1950s, I learned that unions were a worker's best protection. In those days, more than one of every three workers belonged to a union. Today, it's more like one in eight. Organized labor has had troubles before. Way back in 1938, the Congress of Industrial Organizations broke away from the American Federation of Labor in a split similar to this year's feud. The two factions reunited in 1954, stronger than ever. But since then, work and workers have changed. Workers consider themselves more conservative than they used to. About half own stocks or participate in a 401k plan. More than ever, American workers think like managers. One Zogby poll found barely one union member in four thinks the AFL-CIO speaks for them. That's fewer than the number of Americans who say the National Rifle Association speaks for them. More workers than before see union dues as just another tax that doesn't give enough in return. That's not organized labor's only image problem. In our upwardly mobile society, many potential union members no longer identify with a movement they view as blue-collar. Yet, as heavy industries like steel and autos have cut back or moved overseas, a larger percentage of union membership includes nurses, public school teachers, and other service workers. Union leaders spend most of their time working with management trying to avoid confrontation, but most people see them only when they go out on strike, inconveniencing the public and jeopardizing economic productivity. What to do? Organized labor needs to update its image, its agenda, and its sense of mission in tune with the new century. In this era of downsizing, outsourcing, and wage stagnation in relation to upper income earners, unions need to find the language and strategies to sell themselves to potential members. When workers feel dissatisfied with wages, health care, and other benefits, they need to know labor will be on their side. Then, maybe next Labor Day, organized labor will have more to celebrate.
Clarence Page is a Washington-based syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.